As we come to the ending of our first full day together, often, just because of the momentum of our lives, and coming to a place of stillness, the momentum kind of may feel almost like we we've kind of hit a wall or something. We can be quite exhausted at the end of a first day of practice together. And that too is just something that's happening in the present moment. However you are in this moment, whether you do have energy or are feeling quite tired, however you are, can be open to, met with this kind attention, friendly, connected attention. Maybe breathing with tiredness. That's okay. We don't have to change what's happening in order to meditate. There can be exhaustion and tiredness, confusion, uncertainty, resistance. And can we breathe with that, allowing it neither fighting it and trying to push it away or repress it, nor giving in. Can we sit in the middle, allowing? Allowing our experience to be just as it is. This kind of attention, this allowing, when it is possible, is one of the kindest things that we can do for ourselves. It is an expression of love, of care for ourselves. And so this very simple kind of attention, just allowing what's here to be here. Being with, breathing with your experience. It cultivates, encourages our capacity to meet whatever's happening without reactivity, encourages us to explore and understand our experience, encourages this wisdom aspect, and at the very same time, because we're opening to and holding experience, exploring holding experience with this allowing perspective, it also cultivates kindness for ourselves, love. I don't really think we can separate love and wisdom. We can talk about them as different things. But they support each other and come together as we practice.